Me speak to. Aw.
Very nice.
Thank you. Pardon me. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Yeah, my name's Jerry Gilley, and we got a withdrawal out on our account, and I don't recall ever signing up for your club because I don't do things like that.
All
if they'd
right.
made me say, if they'd have said, "Well, you're going to charge you," I'd have said, "No, you're not," because I'm not doing it.
All right, sir. We provide customer service to about 400 online companies. If you have a charge,
well,
it would be the result of
6732 is the charge, and the name of the company that come out on my thing says Premier Hardware.
Okay, sir, that's probably a merchant name. Can you please provide me with your zip code and first and last name?
Oh, 46056, Jerry L. Gilley.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. And one moment, please, while I access the information.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Can you grab my ears?
All right. For security purposes, please verify your address.
8251 South 250 East, Markville, Indiana, 46056.
Thank you so much. And if you'd also please verify your email address.
.net.
Okay. The only part that I got was .net.
You disappeared. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
My wife brought my hearing aids in, and my phone automatically connected to them.
Okay.
And they were not in my ears yet.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you better now.
Yes, sir. The only thing that I got was for the email was .net. If you could please repeat your email address.
j-gilley@sbcglobal.net.
Okay, thank you. And please verify your phone number.
765-520-0483.
All right, thank you so much. And I've gotten an account located that shows your name as well as your address, email and phone number, and it shows a canceled account for a shopping store membership.
Hello.
That started with the gadget.
Hello.
Offer for the tactical bag.
Right.
And the tactical bag was shipped some months ago there.
I got the tactical bag. I remember that because
okay.
It didn't turn out to be anything like it was described on the webpage,
okay.
Which I was really disappointed in. I wouldn't buy anything from them ever again. Because of that. I mean, this thing was tiny. Looks like a toddler bag.
Oh, well, I can imagine that'd be a little bit disappointing, but usually a customer has participated in a survey and they're offered the gadget as a free item by paying the shipping and handling.
Yep.
But what happened, it was the details were in the terms and conditions for the shopping store membership.
I would have never agreed to a shopping store membership that I was paying for. I could guarantee you that. If I would have seen it said something about paying for a shopping store, I would have deleted everything because I don't do those things. That's just a waste of money.
Okay. Well, that, pardon me. Sorry about that. That was to explain the charge and, you'll automatically enroll unless you call and cancel. How can I assist, sir?
I want it canceled. They're not getting another dime. If they take another dime out of my account, then I'll probably seek legal. If I screwed up, so be it. But I think it was sneaky and dirty on the way they did their thing. I don't agree to those things. I don't like those shopping club things, and I sure wouldn't pay somebody to get into a shopping club that I would very rarely buy anything from.
Okay, sir. Well, our apologies for that misunderstanding. The account has already been canceled by the previous agent, and you've been removed from the membership, so there is no further charges. Shows that you were just billed today or normally, we can offer a courtesy of 50% on what you were charged. Excuse me.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Let's see. That was today's 7:32. All right, I do apologize for the wait.
No, it's all right. I have a broken leg. I'm not doing anything anyway.
Oh. You didn't slip on snore eyes, did you?
No, I wish. I was actually trying. We were going to go hunting, and I was trying to set up my hunting spot. And we stepped down a hill, and I went head first.
Hmm.
So.
Head first?
Yeah, day one. I caught my leg in something on the way down.
Well, I am sorry to hear that.
Me too.
What I've done, sir, I've just gone ahead and voided that $67.32. It shows your charge was still pending. So you'll see that pending charge drop off. And that confirmation number for the void is the letter R. 263-475-267.
Okay. I appreciate that. Like I said, I just don't get into those things because if I get online to buy something, I know what I'm going to buy. I go buy it, and I'd be done with it. I just
yes.
don't shop like that.
Right. I do understand. All right, sir. Is there anything else that I can answer for you?
Nope. That'll do her.
All right,
I
sir.
I appreciate your help, and you have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same. Thank you so much, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.